Dvar Halacha in Chavis Alvavis or Letes Tishrei.
So tomorrow there's a very strong minhag that every men should go to the mikvah. In some places women go also. Many say that you should be makbid for chatzitza. Talk to Arya Sonnenberg, who has to do that very often, and he'll tell you how a man should go about preparing for the mikvah. We do not make a bracha because it's considered only a minhag that you don't make a bracha over, like we don't make a bracha on Arava. There are some shitas in the Gaonim that hold it's more of a chiyuv, but we don't pass them that way, and therefore we don't make a bracha. The whole going to the mikvah, they brought down two shitas. One is mishum tumah v'tahira, to be mitahir ourselves before Yom Kippur to the degree that we can, and some say it's mishum tshuva, like your gersh and his gayer, and you're going to the mikvah, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that according to that reason, that's why you would be tovel yourself three times, like one, two, three, while for the reason of tumah v'tahira, you only would have to be tovel yourself one time. The time to do it, most shittos hold, is before mincha, when you're saying vidui already and during mincha. If you didn't do it before mincha, you do it after mincha. And some bedavka go as close as possible to Yom Kippur and go much later. Okay, but I think the general minhag is to try to go before mincha. Okay, Chavis Alvavas, year number 42, we're at the end of the Hagdama, where he's going through the Sha'arim and just briefly describing what they're about. So it's built like a structured building. The first one is Shar HaYichud, where Hashem Echad and everything is Hashem. Then comes Shar HaBechina, which is the way we could perceive it, since it's too difficult a concept for us to grasp. Shar HaVodas Elokim is third, because that, whatever that is, that's Mechayev us to do Ratzon Hashem. And then Shara Bitochon, because that is another way of carrying out the idea that everything that happens is from Hashem. That's how he describes it in the Hagdoma. Grounded in the beginning of Shara Bitochon, he says a different Nakuda. He says that it's the most necessary midah to have in order to do Avodas Elokim. Because without Bitochon, you're nervous and you're stressed and you have everything on your mind and every phone call is a distraction. He doesn't say phone call, Grounded. But every phone call is a distraction because you're afraid, you're going to miss out something, you're going to be late, you're going to be early, someone's going to chop your eyes. But if you have bitachon, you're chilled, and you're calm, and you're smiling, and you're optimistic, and you're okay, and you're in good hands, and that clears your mind, favodas Hashem. That's how he describes it in Shara Bitachon. Here he says a different akuda, that it's like another way of showing Shar HaYichud, really. It's like if the Shara Vodas Elokim, which follows on the heels of Yichud and Bechina, so then Avodas Elokim, and Bitachon is like sort of like Shar Avodas Elokim, because it's also a way of expressing and living the idea that everything that happens is Hashem, is from Hashem, is Hashem is doing it, making it happen. The fifth Shar is Shar Yichud HaMaiseh. Bachakach Hashafti Binyan HaEchad HaEmes. This is really too complicated to go into now. One would say that Shar HaYichud and Shar Yichud HaMaisa is a coincidence that they have the same name, because they mean two different things. Shar HaYichud is the first Shar and refers to Achdus Hashem, and Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which is the fifth Shar after Shar HaBitachon, is talking about the single-mindedness of purpose that a person has to have in doing things, that you don't do things because of your neighbors, you don't do things because of your friends, you don't do things because it'll give you kavod, you don't do things for ulterior motives, you do things because it's Ratzon Hashem. That's Shar Yichud HaMaisa, and there Yichud HaMaisa means a singularity of purpose. But in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, the Chavis HaLovas, in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Chavis HaLovas talks about Yichud HaMaisa, he really says that it's the other side of the coin of Shar HaYichud, and that it's not stam a coincidence that he used the word Yichud in both Sha'arim, but this I can't explain it in the context of learning the Hagdama, but the idea that you have a singularity of purpose and you do everything Laman because it's Ratzon Hashem, and you work on that, and that's a very long Shar Yichud HaMaisa. even though I just said the whole thing in one sentence. But it's you know, because most of the things we do, he says in the Shahr, you do for other purposes. And if you're alone and no one's looking at you and no one sees and no one cares and this, who knows what you would do. So here also he says, V'achakach hashavti binyan o'echad o'emes, that part of the oneness of Hashem, connected to the oneness of Hashem, b'syachto b'chvodo, that again, the singularity of purpose, that everything you do is l'chvodo, because since He is everything, so everything that you do, mitzatcha, not just everything that happens He's doing, but everything that you do should be because it's His ratzon, and then you kind of meld in with the achdus Hashem. V'sheinu mishtatef im davar, He doesn't partner anything with the reason He does things. V'sheinu doma l'davar, and no comparison to Hashem, so everything is for Hashem. Hotrachnu l'chaber al zeh, so we had to make a section for this idea. Shenavdeil levado, anything else is like a shittuf. He uses very harsh words in Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. Whatever you're not doing l'shem Hashem, you're doing it because your neighbor expects it of you, because you want to get your kids into the right schools, or because whatever your ulterior motive is a form of shittuf. You're not just doing it for Hashem. It means you're worshipping something else. You're worshipping your neighbor. You're worshipping your social standing. You're worshipping your kavod. You're worshipping, you know, whatever your reason happens to be. So it's really shittuf. He doesn't use the word here in Hagdama, but he uses it in Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. Uniyachet kol ha-maisam l'shmo, ki anenu mekabel ha-mishtate, but Hashem doesn't accept something. Very strong words. Hashem doesn't accept something that is done where He's a partner. Right? Kel kana. He doesn't have any partners. Zulaso imo, just for His sake, samti ha-maisa ha-miyuchad ha-shem ha-kel, shorish chamishi l'kol michol v'salvavos. Really, if we would be spending more time in the Hagdama, you really see in the Hagdama that he relates everything to Shaar HaYichud. He relates everything to being a form of Achdus Hashem, something that Achdus Hashem is Mechayev. And that's how he says every piece, whether it's Avodas Elokim, some Bechina for sure, and Avodas Elokim, and then Bitochon, and now Yichud HaMaaseh, he really relates it all to, because that's like the basic Yesod from which everything else flows. Just like Hashem is the only thing that there is, and everything flows from that, every being and every creation and every event flows from Hashem Echad. So he structured the sefer that way. And Bitachon is a way of showing Hashem Echad, and Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh is showing a way that Hashem Echad, and so on and so forth.